So we're live at EXT, and with me, Fear of Strangers.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi.
Wow.
Hi.
So we have Todd and Val and Al, and we're missing one. Steve's not here.
Yeah, he's in North Carolina.
But you brought an extra one along with you.
Yes, Mike Kelly on keyboards, who will be joining us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing a great job.
You guys started out as the Units.
Right.
You had to change your name.
Yeah, we went through some silly legal nonsense that we just shelled out money to lawyers and they did nothing and finally just decided we need to move on and came up with Fear of Strangers at that point.
How did you come up with Fear of Strangers?
We were talking about band names, and I can remember exactly. Steve said, well, what about Xenophobia? And I said, hey, what's that? And he said, Fear of Strangers. And I said, no, I love that. Fear of Strangers. That's what I meant. I thought, I dug that.
It was hard to let the unit's name go.
Very.
Yeah. In fact, Al brought that name to the band because he had used it in Australia years before. You know, it was fun. No other bands had names like that when we started. You know, it was kind of a new thing. The plural name, that was like a new trend.
Was there a lot of work towards that, though, to get from one name to the next, other than all the legal issues that you had to go through?
It was difficult because people didn't realize that the units were Fear of Strangers. So I do remember. Yeah.
There's still some confusion sometimes.
Yeah. I know.
And whatever happened to that band?
The units. Oh, they were great, yeah. too.
Man, let's go hear Fear of Strangers.
Oh, geez. Tell me about the band back then. What was the sort of the driving force behind what you guys were doing?
New music. Mm. We wanted to play our own music. But we knew that we would have to do it slowly, gradually, over time. We were a cover band, basically, doing four sets a night, and we did not have four sets of original tunes. We would debut them during, you know, one weekend of a number of sets.
Yeah, so eventually it became almost all original material. I didn't start writing in that band, but I started writing more. You know, as we started learning how to write songs and we wrote songs together, we just kept adding them to the sets, and eventually we were an original band, I guess.
And were there a lot of original bands back then?
I don't remember there being many at all.
No.
Not in clubs, anyway.
Yeah. It was also the peak of Southern rock in this area, and I think even our covers were obscure tracks off albums.
Right.
The Meters and Palm and Funkadelic,
LTD,
Talking Heads.
Back in Love.
Bill Withers.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did all kinds of stuff, actually.
How did you guys make it go? Because, you know, you guys have, you know, become quite legendary.
I think there was a burgeoning Albany music scene.
Well, in a lot of cities, I think there was a new do-it-yourself kind of attitude. Even a small city like Albany could have a scene.
Who are some of the other bands you remember from back then that were trying to make a go of it?
The ADs, the Morons, the Executives, the Drongos, who were kind of based in New York, but they played upstate, a fantastic band.
And Blotto, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, they started right around the same time we did.
Yeah.
So we're live at EXT. We've got Fear of Strangers here. What were some of the influences on what you guys were starting to create back then?
I think Talking Heads was a big influence.
Yeah, they were major.
You know, they upended a lot of things. And we were just talking about this the other night, is how their songwriting seemed to violate a lot of rules, and it was a sort of a breath of fresh air in a lot of ways. There was an anything goes kind of thing going on, I felt, with songwriting at that point, which was liberating.
Yeah, and it was also, you know, it was like post-Sex Pistols. The air was, you know, do what you want, basically. I mean, you know, you're not really constrained because we had tunes like Black Wedding Cake, I'm Sorry, Waiting in the Mud. I mean, these were very kind of experimental tunes that we wrote basically at a rehearsal, you know, because we rehearsed a lot and we lived together also.
So did you guys write as a band or did individuals write songs and bring them and sort of formalize them?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think earlier on we did more collective writing for, like, just to take I Am Sorry for an example. As I remember it, Val came in with her vocal part, so words and the vocal melody and even the structure, everyone else kind of wrote a part around that, and that's what we ended up with.
We're live at EXT, Local 518, three quarters of Fear of Strangers here with us. We're going to have you guys play a couple of songs. We'll start off with a track that was on that vinyl album.
Yes.
Factory.
Factory. You want to say anything about Factory?
Factory is, I guess, inspired by my father and mother and my growing up with a dad who worked in a factory.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
Factory. My mother's factory. My father runs a lathe in the factory. Don't be sad. Eat something. Take a walk. Want me to fight some old war just like you? Factory. My mother goes to church. She sings the country songs. She waits for you to come home. Come home, my soul. I'm Val.
This is Al.
And I'm Todd.
From Fear of Strangers. This is your home for local music for Local 518 every day. Keep it on 97.7 EXT. Listen, my children, and you shall hear story of mankind so sincere. Out of the mouths of babes into the streets of any old town. How a man needs to
express himself, a piece of clean white sky, an empty shelf, a flower fountain pen, a church pulpit, a tin can drum. Listen, whiskey, chocolate, Mary Jane, Dear Abby Ann, the numbers game, a black and blue fist through a window pane. Oh, the fortune teller and his bag of chicks. I followed his trail into Motel 6 down the yellow brick road, and it went like this. Truth is like a dirty word, but it can set you free. That's what I've heard. Against your smile into your tiny world on your color TV, the truth will interrupt and disagree with the gospel according to whoever you are. Truth is like a dirty word, but it can set you free. What I've heard, it ain't no absolute. I'm gonna tell on you, you and your counterfeit chains. Hey, you. Your sister's sitting in the living room, reliving last night's honeymoon with a Flintstones glass of rubbing alcohol. Just 12 years, not already old, world weary. Yeah, her heart's been sold to the highest bidder. Santa Claus, it's like a dirty word, but it can set you free. That's what I've heard. It ain't no absolute. I'm gonna tell on you. Yeah, you and your counterfeit jeans. Hey, baby, that's you. You and your counterfeit jeans.
Live at EXT Local 518, Fear of Strangers, well, three quarters of them, and, yes. And Mike Kelly playing keyboards with you, and the song Truth is Like a Dirty Word. Val, that's from your album, right?
Yes, that's from the NYC album, which was produced by Suzzy Roach. I wrote all of those songs for that record because we basically sent a tape to Bar None, and they said, great, make a record. We workshopped, woodshedded, and sat around her kitchen table for hours, finally delivered a thing to them.
Now, a bit of a stylistic change from what you were doing with Fear of Strangers.
Yes, but closer to my heart. I grew up on country. Well, I grew up on, you know, the top 40 was actually pretty great growing up. There was Tammy Wynette and Procol Harum and Elton John, Your Song. When that came out, it was like, really, fresh air. I listen to everything. There are two kinds of music, as Duke Ellington says, good and bad. And the stuff I listen to is good.
Live at EXT Local 518, Fear of Strangers here. So when folks end up at this show on that Friday night, what kinds of things do you think they're going to hope to hear from you guys?
Favorites, I guess. And we'll try to do as many of those as we can, which would be vaults, hat and coat.
Shopping for a dog. We have a shorthand. It's our little lexicon.
But then, you know, as we mentioned, some of Val's solo material, Lonesome Val. Steve is still writing songs and singing, so we'll be doing a couple of
his tunes.
Tunes of his, even an instrumental tune of mine.
Yes, off of his first CD.
Which is called Here, which I hope to have some copies available. We should have some merch.
The show?
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely have CDs available.
So, you know, collect them all.
So what are you guys all doing now?
I just play in my own band with two other mates. It's called Nelson Esposito Quintana, and we play instrumental music.
This is an awesome band, okay? Yeah. They're really great.
Thank you, pal.
They're really great.
And then, you know, with Lonesome Val, we do an occasional Lonesome Val gig, and then whatever pops up. And Al, what are you doing?
Well, I'm in a few bands. Playing with Fire is a cover band. Night Train is an R&B blues band. Got a few projects with people from back in the unit's days, Brad Whiting. Mark Wilkins sadly passed away. He was the Blue Lunch record guy. And in the ADs also. And I'm working on my own solo project, which is halfway to three quarters finished. Oh, and another band, original band, The Magdalens, which we were here a few months ago.
Me, I am looking for a project that focuses on the American songbook that I would like to get started with. And I'm writing prose, and I have written some songs. That's about it.
And you mentioned that Steven's writing some songs and singing.
Yes, he has a band in North Carolina.
Three Little Words?
Yes, that's their name. But they used to be called Old Hoopty.
Old Hoopty, like a car.
I'd never heard that phrase before, but it means like an old junk heap car. But I think it's the same band, essentially. Yeah. Another name change. This time I don't think it was because another band in San Francisco had the name Old Hoopty. I think they
hope not, right?
Right, yeah.
That's awesome. So, Fear of Strangers, thank you so much for stopping by. And
thank you.
God, are you kidding me? I love doing this stuff.
This is awesome. Yeah. This is awesome. What do you want to say about this last song? What are you going to play for us here?
We just kind of threw this together as a blues tune. I had these words and we just kind of threw it together. And
not on any recording at this point.
No. Dance with Me. And it's a fun, fun song.
Yeah, I crack up every time I hear it.
Well, thank you very much, guys. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the cowboy bar, your old jaguar. Dance with me, be my shining star, baby. Be my shining star. Turn me round and round in my flannel nightgown. Finger snap popcorn. You looking good, James Brown, baby. You move just like James Brown. Matilda, just like Fred and Ginger. Better than Jesse James or the Beverly Hills Ninja. When you dance with me. Shimmy Coco Pop, I'm in the mood. Mashed potato, baby, we don't need no food, no baby. Matilda, just like Fred and Ginger. Better than Jesse James or the Beverly Hills Ninja. When you dance with a man, hey,
okay. Here comes the dirty French part.
voila! Pirouette, voulez-vous, jitterbug, woo! Les bonbons, tombons, coups, beaucoup, oh baby! Do the jerk. Well, I will still love you. I want some Matilda, just like Fred and Ginger. Better than Jesse James or the Beverly Hills Ninja. Do up till I drop, I'm singing along with the four tops. It's like when we met, the complete alphabet. You know, the whole 52. I'm playing with a full deck when you dance with a 50. Horizontally.
I'm Al.
I'm Val.
And I'm Todd.
This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.